poll, plurality of Republicans say migration hurts the United States. By John Binder on April 22, 2019. A plurality of Republican voters, more than 3 in 7, say legal and illegal immigration hurt the United States and make the country a worse place to live, a new poll finds. The latest Fox News poll finds that about 43% of GOP voters said overall immigration to the U.S., where the country admits more than 1.5 million illegal and legal immigrants every year, hurts the country and makes it a worse place to live. Meanwhile, less than 25% of Republicans said immigration helps the U.S., and 27% said whether immigration helps or hurts the country depends. Similarly, 45% of voters who support President Trump said immigration, in general, is a detriment to the country and makes Americans worse off in the long run. Only about 22% of Trump voters said immigration is helpful to the U.S. Working-class white Americans are largely split over whether immigration helps or hurts the country. While 35% of whites without a college degree said immigration helps the U.S., about 33% said immigration hurts the U.S., and 24% said it depends on whether immigration helps or hurts the nation. Republican men and women, by a plurality, view overall immigration as a net negative for Americans. Roughly 4 in 10 male GOP voters said immigration hurts the U.S., and even more female GOP voters, 45%, said immigration makes America a worse place to live. Only 26% of GOP men and 22% of GOP women said immigration is a net positive for Americans. Extensive research by economists like George Borias and analyst Stephen Camarota has found that the country's current mass legal immigration system, where 1.2 million mostly low-skilled workers are admitted annually, burdens U.S. taxpayers and America's working and middle class while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth every year to major employers. Borias has previously called the country's legal immigration system the largest anti-poverty program in the world at the expense of blue-collar Americans and middle-class taxpayers. Camarota, director of research for the Center for Immigration Studies, has found that every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of American workers' occupations reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. Likewise, every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, it would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by perhaps 12%. Senators Tom Cotton, RR, David Perdue, RGA, and Josh Hawley, RMO, have reintroduced the Reforming American Immigration for Strong Employment (RAISE) Act, which would reduce legal immigration levels to about 500,000 admissions a year and end the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens are able to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. Trump has previously endorsed the RAISE Act and has pushed to implement a plan that would prevent legal immigrants from permanently resettling in the country if they are deemed to be a burden to American taxpayers. The plan, Breitbart News has been told, is set to be fully enforced this year. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.